Hello, welcome to day 6 of How to Get Your Own Back. This session's about opening to possibility. The previous sessions show us how to get your own back when things are hard. And now that you've done that, the next step from here is to open your mind to what could be possible going forward. What you put your attention on is who you become. When caught in the struggling mind, you cannot see opportunities that are right here in your midst. Charles Dickens said, "The important thing is this, to be ready at any moment to sacrifice what you are for who you could become." And so let's open our mind to possibility. Your struggling mind is too small to see what's right in front of you. Anything can happen in your future. If things were going to work out for the highest good, what might that be? That's what we're going to consider here. There are many things your mind cannot even possibly conceive of that are coming your way if you're open to them. And you can notice their tendrils reaching out to you. Can you trust that good things are on their way to you right now? Just waiting for you to see them, taste them, feel them, notice them. To assume they're coming. To reach for them. To be open to being wowed. So can you open to possibility in the unknown? The universe wants you to thrive. Can you shift out of your habitual mental narratives and really open to not knowing what could happen, what might happen? Something that exceeds your expectations might be right around the corner for you. And there's probably things in your life that you've been stuck on for a short time or a long-term situation. Maybe it's an aspect of your personality or mental health or family relationships. Seems that maybe you have some things that seem kind of entrenched and hard to change. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is always hope. Things can shift and change for the better. People reinvent themselves at 50, 60, 70 all the time, no matter what has come before. If you engage with your future from a frame of possibility, more energy will be there. More creative ideas will come through. You're better resourced and positioned to take an action that will improve your situation. As we open to what might happen, what could potentially happen in a positive way, you might be more apt to see opportunities that were wanting to connect with you, yet they were more blocked when the thoughts were more narrow and there was more fear in your system. It's never too late to open to possibility while you're still above ground. And at the depth of it, why we want certain things to go our way in our life right now, in the big picture, we usually want like a certain job or relationship or partner or home or kids and things to be working out in these situations. If we really examine why we want these things, at the depth of it, sometimes we want that partner or home or money or level of job so we can feel content or we can feel love. We can feel belonging. or so we feel known, or to create and contribute, or feel useful, to be empowered in this life. At the depth of it, a lot of us just want contentment and to know that our life matters. We want to be known and connect and belong. And so be open to how this can play out for you. Be open to the different ways life is trying to connect into you and play through you like an instrument, so you reach your contentedness. You reach your creative expression. You reach your belonging, your love. Your mental ideas of how your life should play out may be too small for you. We must be willing to get rid of the life we planned in order to open to the one that is waiting for us. And so right now, let's do a visualization. And with a harder area of your life that feels like a challenge or you're struggling with, just pick one. Let's visualize one way that this could go in a positive direction. Maybe your need could be met in a different way than how you think it's going to. Maybe the situation itself could work out more in the way you want. Just allow yourself right here to kind of dream and imagine of one way that this hard life situation could actually work out for the better for you in the long run. Just picturing this in your mind's eye. How would you feel if this scenario was playing out in a positive way? How would you look from the outside? And then now let's do this again. And with kind of a harder life situation that's happening for you. Now let's imagine a super creative way that this situation could actually work out for the best for you. Like one example is if you got fired from a job you really liked. Maybe you drove home down a different street that day and avoided a serious car accident. You never know. There's so many random ways that things can work out for the best for us. And so just thinking of a hard life situation you have, some kind of outlandish, creative way that this actually could work out for the best for you. Opening to possibility. Widening your perspective. We must be willing to get rid of the life we planned in order to open to the one that is waiting for us.